Yo, it's 10:40. Shit, I gotta be downstairs in like 20 minutes to get in the car to go to the airport and fly back home. It's Rochester still. Did a show, two shows last night, University of Rochester with Jacqueline and Mike. They were great. Since Big Jim, all these people. Big, that sign language interpreter in front of the stage. So that was interesting. Sign language looks very difficult. They move so fast, and they have like there's facial expressions that go with the hand. I don't know how to do it, but it was a fun time. Live Rochester. So, I guess the student news. This is gonna be a short one. I don't got time. I meant to get up earlier, but I didn't. Because I ate carbs yesterday. The other thing I did, I went to brunch, had some kind of buckwheat cake or whatever the fuck. It's like a pancake, but it's like thicker and made out of buckwheat, apparently. I ate the shit out of it. And then, at the end of the shows last night, they had some meet and greet thing for the students that program the events there. They were all very, very nice, and they had some punch and cookies. And for some reason, I've not eaten all sorts of shit, and these cookies weren't. I don't know. They were like a thing from like a supermarket of cookies. I could not eat them for some reason. I'm an idiot. So I ate a bunch of shit, and then I couldn't get up this morning. Probably because of that. Well, I never can get up, so that's not blaming on the sugar. But I'm back today. Alright. Teacher tells class, speak American. Says troops aren't fighting for your right to speak Spanish. What the where the fuck is this shit? This teacher sounds like a jerk. Which shouldn't be surprising. A lot of times, teachers are jerks. That's my experience. Now, was I a jerk as well? Maybe, but that's my job. I was a kid. I was in New Jersey. Cliffside, New Jersey. Well, fuck that teacher. I guess, teacher's an asshole. That's my verdict. You're an asshole. Let's see. Alaska voters reject local bans on legalized marijuana. Reject, yeah. You're in Alaska. Do what you want. Why do they even have laws? I mean, you know, have the basic ones, but Jesus Christ. You know how many drugs you need to take just to fucking get by in Alaska? It's depressing up there. Of course they rejected it. Jeez Louise. Google top stories featured false news about rumored Antifa civil war. Good going, Google. What are you, some fucking Long Island comedian? Long Island comedians in my I've observed are big on posting fake news and then yelling CNN is fake news. It's like they're a group of, like, for some reason that place is just makes conservative everything. Well, Google, you fucked up. Get your shit together before I start using Bing. 7 dead in mass shooting and rape attack at Kenya boarding school led by suspended pupil. Well, the high school I went to was a boarding school, and I didn't live there. I lived at home, but they had a lot of kids lived there, and they were fucked up. Those boarders were fucked up, and they were getting expelled all the time. And you know, it's because your parents send you to school. Some of them dug it and everything, and I mean, everybody wanted to. It was cool to live there because you're basically on your own. But usually the kids get, you know, parents that send their kids to boarding school a lot of times. They're like, oof, I don't know what to do about this. And so this is a sad story in Kenya. And I'm just, my point is, I'm glad it didn't happen while I went to school. But that's real sad. Sorry to hear. I shouldn't have read that story. Okay. After evacuating himself, celebrity chef Guy Fieri cooks up barbecue feast for Santa Rosa fire victims. What a guy. That's fantastic. That Guy Fieri. My friend Shane Torres does a bit about why does everybody hate Guy Fieri? And he's right. What did the guy do? He just likes to cook food and dress like, you know, with the flames and shit. Thanks, Guy Fieri. We need more chefs like him. They aren't just busy doing cocaine and trying to have sex with the wait staff. 5 arrested in 1983, racially motivated murder of 23-year-old black man in Georgia. Wow. 1983. You thought you got away with it. You didn't, you fucking dicks. All right. Let's find one more, and then I gotta go. Oh, shit. Body in Philadelphia River identified as Shark Tank entrepreneur. Oh. Somebody killed a Shark Tank guy. I love Shark Tank. Which would authorities have identified the Schuylkill River in Philadelphia. Alexander confirmed the victim was... It was the entrepreneur behind the app. Emergency. I don't know. He made an app. Well, sorry to hear that. Maybe they'll talk about my Shark Tank. I gotta go. I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.